If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Harsh winds made this icy land unrecognizable. If you lived in Australia about 100 million years ago, you'd be wearing jackets and sweaters. But around 220 million years ago, this ice box of land was locked up in what used to be Pangaea. This supercontinent had Australia and Antarctica fused, including even South America and Africa. Scientists found out Australia was going solo at the same speed as your fingernails grow when it decided to cut ties with Antarctica. Before that, the Earth was just a giant floating ball of ice, and the sun wasn't as hot and fiery as today. You're walking along an icy path in the early Cretaceous period. You're looking for something to eat, but plant life is scarce. With no sunlight, there isn't any energy source for any edible vegetation, save for moss. So, finding a decent snack would be like bumping into a unicorn. You lurk around and find three-toed footprints leading to what looks like a frozen forest. You follow them, but still can't figure out who these prints belong to. You reach a dead end with the snow up to your knees and realize you're stuck. Suddenly, you hear some growling not far away. You look to your right and see a large theropod walking towards you. It's almost as tall as a giraffe and has razor-sharp teeth on its jaws. Ooh, lucky you. This dino is a carnivore and probably the CEO of the prehistoric meat-eating world. Scientists have discovered at least 15 other dinosaur species, including a 22-foot-long polar carnivore and a smaller predator that could easily run away from its larger mates. You try to swim through the thick snow as the beast with those large teeth is making its way to you. Good thing some trees don't let it move quickly enough. You manage to find a good rhythm, lift each leg above your waist, and make it out in time. As it gets closer to you, you make it through the snow and duck between some bare trees. You were lucky this time, but it'll be back for you. Fossils of plants and leaves show that back in those days, Antarctica wasn't as chilly as it is today. And the same goes for its northern counterpart, Alaska. Still, living between 70 to 100 million years ago wasn't that comfortable. The T-Rex was the undisputed king of the dinosaurs. Scientists found bones and fossils from dry places like Montana and Texas, but they were shocked when they found T-Rex fossils in Alaska. There were also fossils of horned, long-necked, and feathery dinosaurs in the Arctic region. Even though the T-Rex was an apex predator, it wasn't as fast as you would expect. But its size was enough to make you run for your life. One of the T-Rex's favorite meals was a duck-billed dino as big as an elephant called the Edmontosaurus, which dwelled in frosty areas. These creatures were probably slow migrators and wouldn't have been able to find any shelter to live through the harsh conditions. Their jaws show they were plant eaters and had to find some greens to munch on wherever they went. They were constantly on the move since they strolled rather than ran. Scientists claim they would walk at an incredibly slow speed of around 1 mile per hour. Even a tortoise could outrun them. If you were a dinosaur during those days, then you'd face one of the most challenging decisions of your life. Live with mom and dad or get your own place. No, actually, the choice was to stay for the winter or flee. The dinos that remained in the frosty lands made nests and stayed for the whole year. Some scientists debate whether these polar dinosaurs were warm-blooded or cold-blooded. Mammals and birds have internal mechanisms to keep warm, like using their muscles and metabolism. That's why our bodies shiver when we're freezing. Reptiles need to bask under the sun or lie next to any heat-producing surroundings to absorb heat and charge themselves for the rest of the day, just like you charge your phone. But they didn't have phones then. You continue walking around trying to find something to eat. Your stomach is growling, and you feel you're getting weaker. The wind picks up and throws some snow at you. Good thing you're wearing a thick coat and some proper legwear. You're getting tired and need to find a place to rest. But out in the wilderness, staying in one place is like offering yourself as an open buffet to any predator. You sneak out and manage to get into a small cave to escape the upcoming blizzard. You start a small fire to keep warm, but you turn around and notice that the cave inside extends further. You quickly make a torch and walk inside. Scientists said that some dinosaurs might have burrowed to survive the storms. They found some structures in southern Australia that resembled a habitat for burrowing creatures around 100 million years ago. After walking for hours, you finally reach the other end of the cave. But this time, the weather is a lot better, and the sky is crystal clear. You notice small footprints leading to the river. Strangely, there's no icy crust on the water, so you cup your hands and take a few quick gulps. Suddenly, a large shadow looms over you. You turn around and see a huge feathery dinosaur with bulging eyes. It kind of looks and moves like a velociraptor, and it's looking straight at you as if you were its snack. You get up slowly. You know you can't outrun it, so you have no choice but to fight it off. But then another figure appears nearby. A small herbivore called the Leolinacera, walking on two legs with a long tail, pops up and takes a sip from the river. The carnivore's attention has shifted towards it, and it forgets about you. Out of nowhere, a giant theropod rushes in from behind the frozen forest and chases them. You run back to where the cave was, trying not to get spotted. Humans weren't in the script then. 7 million years ago, Homo sapiens split from apes, becoming a fully independent species around 200 to 300,000 years ago. Neanderthals also thrived. While Homo sapiens were living and thriving in Africa, Neanderthals were migrating to parts of Europe and Asia, and were the first humans to live through an ice age. Scientists claim that Neanderthals couldn't compete with Homo sapiens and slowly disappeared. Some of them integrated with Homo sapiens. Earth has been through 5 ice ages. They're powerful enough to change Earth's physical structure permanently and are partly responsible for landscape design. We're actually in the middle of an ice age right now that's been going on for 2.6 million years. But we happen to be living in the warmer interval parts that can last for tens of thousands of years. Neanderthals were shorter and stockier than Homo sapiens. They had wider noses and big skulls. According to scientists, they lived in caves and fashioned up clothes and tools made of stones and bones. They also had flat teeth on their jaws for gnawing and chewing, just like Homo sapiens. Ice ages played an essential role for Homo sapiens to adapt and survive. In their caves, they were able to draw scenes of hunting and gathering, and were the first ones to harness the power of fire for warmth, protection, light, and cooking. They also used an advanced system of sewing clothes using bone needles and animal skins to make thick coats to warm themselves up. Ah, those were the days, huh?